back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Pee Wee Special! Woo! I'm Joseph J. Erdo in the studio with Trisha!
Woo!
And across the glass is Eric Reinert!
Across
and he's
the glass.
Sucking on root beer barrels! Ah!
And Dave Isaac is just outside the door working on some very special guests. And this is Danny Elfman.
That sounded funny working on him. Okay.
He's working on it there.
Okay.
All right. Danny Elfman's a score for Big Top Pee Wee.
Well, you know, after...
So much energy.
After you're on the Big Top...
Yeah. Oh, it might
be time...
For a massage?
To get a nice massage. Oh,
it's me, Pee Wee.
Oh, Pee Wee gives
Pee-wee.
Massages too.
No, I hope not.
Hello, Dottie.
Yeah, no, she'll be. Dottie's on in about 20 minutes, so calm down, Pee Wee. But some massages. You have some information on some massages. Oh, well, you know, I think that actually might be at 10:20.
Okay.
So we're okay. But yes, Dottie will be on in 20 minutes. What is going on here?
I just got all excited with that that music. It just felt like I was moving fast forward. I apologize.
Well, you know what?
Ha ha! I can't do that.
Well, you know what? I want to make a wish. I want to wish that we have two guests in one segment. Okay.
Wow.
So I wish that we had two guests in one segment for two new movies open that opened yesterday. Okay, let's try this. So repeat after me: Mekaleka High, Mekahiney Ho.
Mekaleka High, Mekahiney Ho.
Come on, Eric. Mekaleka High, Mekahiney Ho. One more time. Mekaleka High, Mekahiney Ho. Your wish is granted. Long live Jambi. We've got two more guests in this segment. from two movies that opened up yesterday. So let's start with, we'll review The Confirmation. This opened up yesterday. Clive Owen plays a down on his luck carpenter tasked with entertaining his young son. But when his prized toolbox is stolen, a quiet father and son weekend turns into an adventure of a lifetime, aided by an oddball drywall repairman, played by Patton Oswalt. The duo search for the thieves and find something they never imagined, a true family connection. They
Wow.
also find a community connection. All of the characters in this movie have a lot of humanity. This is written and directed by Bob Nelson. Mm-hmm. Who we're going to hear from in just a few moments. He also brought us Nebraska a couple years ago. Remember
right,
Nebraska?
I remember Nebraska.
Bruce Dern, mm-hmm. and of course, The Last Man on Earth, Will Forte. Mm-hmm. Great movie, and that movie also had a father and son kind of story, right?
Right.
It involved something being stolen at one point in the movie.
Right.
And in this...
That was the...
They steal the toolbox and the drywall toolbox, and so this is an amazing movie. The Confirmation has more finely crafted characters than most movies made nowadays.
Wow, that's
like
saying a lot.
Yes, it's a very classically written movie. Bob Nelson finding more facets in the father and son theme that he also explored in Nebraska gives each and every one of the characters. Even the seemingly not so nice one, not nice ones. Tim Blake Nelson is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see right off the bat, might not be that nice of a guy.
Ooh.
But by the end, we kind of understand where he's coming from.
Well, you know, nobody is either bad or good.
True.
There's so many shades of gray.
Everyone's got reasons for their actions.
Correct.
Doesn't make those actions right. It doesn't make those people great people. But it shows that, you know what, we all have reasons, we all have motives, we're all trying to just survive.
Right, and trying to do the best we can with what we have and
exactly.
where our history is.
And this is great, you know, kind of like carrying off our last interview, right, mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
I mean, people do things, it's all about forgiveness, and this project instills within us the same hope that Clive Owen's protagonist is seeking. This story pulls on our heartstrings without ever resorting to sentimentality, instead relying on our understanding that everyone has reasons for their actions, and it is only through kindness and compassion that any of us will succeed. I'm giving The Confirmation 4 stars. It's a really heartwarming movie. It's a very moving movie. And, you know, just the fact that all these characters, you know, some of them, I mean, even Patton Oswalt's character, he's a little bit goofy Mm-hmm. And we see, you know, he's doing some things, and we realize, you know what? He's just lonely. He just wants someone to hang out with, and mm-hmm. so he's doing the best he can.
And then Jaden Lieberher, did I pronounce that right?
I believe
so. Phenomenal yes. job, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, what a darling child, but so talented.
Very, very talented. And, you know, actually, we've got writer-director Bob Nelson from The Confirmation. We're going to go ahead and hear from writer-director Bob Nelson from The Confirmation.
Right now, we are speaking with writer-director Bob Nelson about his new film, The Confirmation. Now, Bob, this is your directorial debut. Of course, you've written screenplays before, perhaps most notably Nebraska. So why did you decide that this was a good project to try your hand at director's duties?
First of all, I got very lucky with Nebraska to have one of my favorite directors become attached, Alexander Payne. And I realized I was not going to be that lucky in the future to always have that happen. And I'd also been working on some scripts in Hollywood, doing some assignments. And I realized that as a writer, to try and get a film made, you have to not only get the money and the producers, then you have to go out and find a director, and then maybe turn the film into their vision. And again, with Alexander, I didn't have to worry about that because we seem to like the same films and want to make the same type of film. So I realized if I just stayed a writer, that I would be relying on other people to try and get my movie made. Whereas if I'm the director and even on this one producing, I can go knock on the doors and do everything I can to try and get the film made. And if I don't, I would have to rely on other people doing that, and I wouldn't necessarily know that they're doing everything they can. Whereas if it's something, especially with The Confirmation, that's an original script, and a lot of it, again, like Nebraska, came from my own life, that it would be best if I was the one trying to get it made and then finally even directing it.
Very well said. Now, Nebraska, which, by the way, was such an amazing film, was directed by the legendary Alexander Payne. Is there anything that you learned from Alexander that you were able to implement during The Confirmation?
Yes, I visited the set for 5 days and got to watch him up close, and it was such a great experience. I know a lot of directors have their own methods, and some of them are trying to intimidate or yell or use other methods. He is such a gentleman on the set. He treats everybody with respect, the crew and the actors, and he is soft-spoken on the set as well. He's very quiet, and I really took that to heart because you are told in a certain way that a director really has to be a dictator and to be somewhat ruthless on the set, and I'm not usually like that. So to watch Alexander in his performance as a director go about it in such a humane way and still get everything he wanted from the people, I think that's the first big lesson. I didn't have to change my personality to be a director. I could go in and be polite to people, but if you're firm and you go in prepared and you know what you want, it makes it a lot easier. So, and I know how Alexander prepares, and I traded emails with him, and I saw the stories about how he put Nebraska together, and he ran around the state looking for locations himself, and the way he went about finding the actors. I knew that I had to step up to that level and to put everything I had into it. So I learned a lot from Alexander, that's for sure.
Excellent. And something that Nebraska and The Confirmation has in common is the father and son theme. What draws you to that particular theme? And are there any pieces of these projects that are in any way autobiographical?
In Nebraska, there were a lot of things from my personal life. I'd written probably 10 scripts in between the two. They just hadn't been made. And I decided to stop doing studio assignments for a while and to do another original. And I just started brainstorming things. And a lot of things from my childhood came up that I thought might work. And like in Nebraska, my dad was a mechanic. And when I was a young boy, the age of Anthony in this film, around 10, my dad in Nebraska, he had his air compressor stolen. But it was more likely that my dad would have his tools stolen. So I started thinking about that, and I thought of the film Bicycle Thief, which was always one of my favorites. So and probably the reason it's one of my favorites is I had that connection. In the Bicycle Thief, the father has his means of employment taken away from him. And I'd seen that happen to my own father. And around that same time, the film Winter's Bone came out. And it, when I was watching that, I thought that's the type of film I really need to put out there for myself as a first-time director. It's a very simple story set in a small community and this search inside this community for something. And I thought, well, if I can write a script that's easy to execute and is dependent on performances, that I would have a shot at directing it and bringing in actors who would be able to play these roles. So Winter's Bone also came about at just the right time. Even that's a more straight drama, and mine's a little more mixed dramedy. That Bicycle Thief and my own dad, yeah, all played into that.
Wonderful. Well, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with writer-director Bob Nelson about his new film, The Confirmation. Bob, one of my absolutely favorite aspects of this movie is the humanity with which you wrote the characters. Each and every one of them, even the ones we should dislike due to their actions, earn our empathy. Their motives and therefore their behavior, while flawed, are understandable given the circumstances.
For example, Maria Bello playing the mother in the opening scenes, you might be a little divided about her, just her personality. But I think later on you understand why she might be a little terse with Clive Owen's character, Walt. But at the end of the movie, I think she redeems herself. She is the mother that we'd all love to have. Her judgment and her forgiveness, in a way, to Walt is obvious. And I try to instill a sense of humanity in all of the characters, even the ones that we meet along the way who are on the surface maybe not that nice or seem to be operating mainly for themselves. And that even goes for Walt as playing the father, that he is certainly a mixture of motives and actions, and certainly has his faults, but he's trying to do good. And for the boy, Anthony, that's why I brought the religious aspect into it, because I had this thought that wouldn't it be interesting that this young boy who doesn't sin, and you see that in the beginning of the film, ends up in one weekend breaking almost every commandment, but each time he does it, it's for a good cause. So I just thought that would be an amusing structure and basis for his behavior, that he's weighing this each decision throughout the film, but he's trying to do good. So yeah, that figures in the main characters and hopefully in the people that you just see for a scene or two.
Absolutely. It does possess some very deep messages. So then what do you hope that audiences take away from the film? And on the flip side, what did you yourself take away from it after having seen the final product?
In a way, it has the same theme, which I thought Nebraska was, which in one word would be forgiveness. And Confirmation's maybe a little different, but I think in the end that's what it comes down to. But it's also understanding, trying to understand other people and how they are and how they behave, and to try and stand in their shoes. It's a cliche line, but it's also one of my favorite stories, To Kill a Mockingbird, to try and look at things from someone else's point of view. And Anthony's doing that through the story and the way he's looking at his dad and all the people in town. And even Walt has that moment later in the film where he finally confronts the real thief And you can see that as upset as he would be about what this guy did, once he sees the guy and he sees his circumstances, that there's a bit of forgiveness and understanding that comes through too. So that's what I started out with. And watching the film back now, it's pretty much the same thing. I am happy when I'm watching it that all of the characters do show humanity. Even Tim Blake Nelson's character, who would probably be considered the worst for his behavior in this film, you get a little glimpse. And he does a couple of things in the film that are pretty much unforgivable. But with a great actor like Tim Blake Nelson playing it, I think he also gave a little hint that there's a person inside that's making bad decisions, and there's still a chance at redemption even for this guy. Probably not, but there's always hope, and I guess that's the big takeaway for me watching the film again, is that no matter what circumstances you find yourself in, you can keep trying to change them.
Excellent. Well, once again, writer-director Bob Nelson, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about your new film, The Confirmation. And congratulations on a job very well done.
Oh, thanks very much. Great talking to you too, Joseph. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, Bob. Thanks again. Best of luck with the film's release, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
And again, that was writer-director Bob Nelson for the new film, The Confirmation. But again, the movie is a great movie, 4 stars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so check out The Confirmation. But yeah, and Dave's back. And Dave,
back.
You are working on some breaking news.
Maybe not. That's a little premature, but
okay.
We will.
Oh, that's quite very much like you. That's
yeah, well. Why are you laughing at?
I was just going to say it's becoming a habit.
Oh, Dave. All right. Well, we're not going to take a break, but we're going to take a musical interlude here. Eric, go ahead and cue up when I tell you to start our sing-along with Pee-wee. Pee-wee Herman Had a Farm, okay? You see that on there? It's not numbered. It's not one of the numbered ones.
I've heard that song
okay.
before.
All right, so we're gonna take a musical interlude before.
Herman had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, with a and a, here a, there a, everywhere a.